Here's a funny, mildly funny. If I should fail to regenerate a foreskin, at the very least, I may succeed at coating or covering the head of my penis, not with a foreskin, but with what one person called battleship gray, although it's slightly bluish gray, tinged to the mucosal skin of the head of the penis, the glands of the penis, due to my wearing a silverized nylon hoodie and hood cover over my penis every night while I sleep. Although I'm making the manhood cover a negative charge, which ostensibly is not trying very hard to drive silver ions off of itself and onto my flesh, still, it can't be helped, the fact that the penis sweats, and the salt of the sweat is going to degrade the silver from the nylon and turn it into an ionic form of silver chloride, making it very easy for it to impregnate the skin, the mucosal skin of the head of the bare head of my penis. So I will be covering the head of my penis with Battleship Gray, or with Blue Gray, actually. Blue Gray. It's not Battleship Gray, it's Blue Gray. It's got a bluish tinge to it, oddly enough. But it is appearing. It's a consequence of doing the base circuit that I do more consistently in terms of duration per 24-hour period than any of the other four circuits, or five circuits if you include earthing. Six circuits altogether, I suppose. That's right, I forgot about that. Earthing is the sixth circuit. Well, be that as it may. So I don't know. There's no guarantee whether or not I'll ever regenerate a foreskin without recircumcising myself all over again, which I'm still questioning whether or not I'm going to pursue because I have nobody to look after me while I incur a wound for several weeks at a time to undergo the kind of regeneration that Robert O. Becker studied, and the kind which I have only studied a little, because most of the treatment that I give myself is across non-wound surfaces of the body, surfaces that have closure rather than being open. So my body is not a whole lot involved and not a whole lot motivated to be involved without a wound to get it to be motivated. So there's no guarantee that regeneration will happen at all, although if it does happen, it could take years, could take decades at the rate I'm going, without a wound to speed things up. Irony of ironies. One of the excuses for circumcising boys at birth in this country, the United States, was to avoid the risk of penile cancer later on in life. Irony of ironies, I'm painting the head of my penis, impregnating. I am impregnating the head of my penis with blue-gray silver particles just by wearing a silverized nylon manhood cover every night while I sleep at night, with a negative charge, weak electric charge imparted to my penis from that silverized nylon medical grade fabric. Thus preventing penile cancer. Cancer's not going to happen with silver impregnated in the head of my penis, so maybe I could still get cancer elsewhere in my penis, but certainly not on its head. And in that vicinity, the presence of silver ions probably diffuses throughout the body from that point of origin. So there's a very high likelihood that the whole penis will be saved from cancer. So here, I've already solved that problem. Now the problem of masturbation. How about that problem? Well, sorry to say, I still masturbate. Didn't solve that problem, but I solved the problem of penile cancer. Of course, I can't claim to solve the problem of phimosis because there's nothing to give me phimosis with, no foreskin to have phimosis. And even if I restored one by one means or another, it would never have phimosis because it fails to be able to tighten up. It lacks the ridged front end, the ridging caused, or the cinching caused by the muscles and nerves at the front end of the foreskin, which is actually the middle, but when it falls forward, it's the front end. I hope I succeed in turning the head of my penis blue-gray, a solid blue-gray, because the bare head of a penis of a non-cut, non-circumcised penis is cherry red when the penis is in a turgid, erect state. And of course, that's what's held to be indecent as a threat to other people's sense of calm and demeanor. If they're not ready for sex, obviously, with the person who has the head of his penis exposed. So blue-gray is a nice calming color to go against what would have been a flaring red. This is better than latex body paint for covering the head of the penis.